holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Sell everything that you have and buy the field.
Be holy.
All right, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're downloading the podcast from podbean.com. Even go over to Facebook and have a conversation with us. It'd be great to have you. Listen, today we're going to talk about this parable. There's a parable in Matthew chapter 13. There are about seven of them, but I think we're going to deal with number six. These parables, they tell a great truth, but then they hide the truth also. And so you have to be careful when you read these, because you'll think on the surface that you're talking about one thing, but in actuality it's talking about something totally different. All you ever have to remember is when you're reading anything like the Bible or the scriptures or anything, it's always talking about God. It's always talking about Jesus. It's never talking about things that we like or the contemporary thing of this day. I know a lot of you thought I was saying, you know, buy and sell everything or whatever. What I was telling you is to sell everything. Like when God is a value to you, if God is a value to you, you're willing to sell everything to have God. In other words, you're really willing to let go of everything else to get God. All right, let's read this. Matthew chapter 13. I think we'll start at, where is it? We'll start at verse number, start at verse number 44. Start at verse 44. Talking about the parable of the hidden treasure. The hidden treasure and the pearl. Okay, verse number 44. The kingdom of heaven is like, the kingdom of heaven is what we're talking about, is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. So the man discovered this treasure hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field. Notice that he didn't try to steal what he found. He didn't just take that and run and ran. No. He saw the value in what he found. There was a treasure. He found it. He saw the value in it. And this is what he did. He hid it in his excitement. He hid it again and then went and gathered up enough money to buy the land. Because if he found the treasure on that land, he didn't want to take a chance on missing the rest of the treasure in that land. If you found a treasure in that land, maybe there's more treasure in that land. So what it's talking about is God. When you find God, you will be willing to sell off everything in order to have him. He's the ultimate treasure. He's the ultimate treasure. It's not money. It's not land. It's all about him. And so if you ever realize the value of God, not church, if you ever see that the value of God is more than everything else that you could ever want in this world, in your whole entire life, you will get rid of everything else and be willing to follow after God, Nobody will be able to talk you into sin. You'll put away your sin. You'll put away cars. You'll put away businesses. You'll put away everything to follow after him. Notice that I'm telling you, I'm not telling you to follow after church. I'm talking to you about following after him, because the scripture is not about church. The scripture is about God. Don't assume because you have church that you have God. Don't ever assume that. Church is just something that we do, a gathering, a group of people that we come together and talk about God. We come together and encourage each other in our times of low times, or in our high times. We talk about God. It's a pep rally. Well, the house of God is supposed to be a house of prayer. The church is supposed to be a house of prayer. But a lot of times we get caught up in everything else but God. See, who, when dealing with prayer, who are you talking to? God. So in church, we're supposed to be talking to God. But again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is all you're supposed to do at church. That's not the point. The point is to find God and get rid of everything else, or be willing to get rid of everything else just to have him. Because that's all he's ever wanted, was people. He's always wanted people. And so if he's going to have people around him, they have to be obedient. They have to see his value. There's a value in knowing God and having God. Okay, we stopped at verse 45. Again, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl, God, value, he discovered a pearl of great value, great God. He sold everything he owned and bought it. Now, this is the problem. Most of us who find God hardly ever reach the point of getting rid of everything to have him. You know, we laying aside every weight that so easily beset you, or so easily causes you to sin. It's like we find God and we add God to what we want to add God to, as opposed to, you know, I found God, I'm going to go and get rid of everything that I know of to have him, or do everything that needs to be done by me in order to have him. And so when we never come to that conclusion, or we never come to that crossroad, we only ever go to church and think church is God, and church is not God. Church is a place that we meet. Church is something that we are as a people. But we as a people, the church, are not God. We follow God. We have God in us. We're the children of God. And so we find God. We change what we're doing so that we can keep God, so we can have God and be a part of God. All right, we're at verse number, let's see. Let's start back at verse number 46. Go back. 46. When he discovered. So it was hidden to him. It was hidden to him. When he discovered a pearl of great value. When he found it. Because it was hidden from him. Just like a lot of things about God are hidden from us today. If we're going to find anything about God, God has to give it to us. If we're going to learn anything about God, God has to show it to us, because it's always hidden. All these verses, all the meanings of all this stuff is all hidden. And the only one who has the key is God. Not your pastor. God. God uses your pastor to speak to you if you're listening. And sometimes, well, no, the Bible even talks about it. There comes a time when men and believers, women who are believers, don't need a man to teach them anything. It comes to point, because God is teaching. God is teaching. God will open up your understanding so that you can understand. But if all you ever want is for someone to tell you what to think, you keep on doing what you're doing. Hopefully God will help you to discover that he is the great pearl. There's no other pearl than him. There's no other value than him. And because he is the value, we are the ones who see the value and cancel everything and go after him. But in this day and time, you know, I mean, it's no different from the times before. Nothing's changed. People don't change. It's like a you try to tell people that God is more than you think he is, and all they think is what God is in the Bible, what they've seen or read in the Bible or something like that. They don't think there's a relationship that needs to be had between them and God. And I'm telling you that there is. There is a relationship that you and God will have to have, and you can't rush that relationship. Only God can make it change. Now, if you decide to sell off everything, when I say sell off, I'm not talking about literally selling everything, but a lot of times you do have to literally sell everything and get rid of it in order to follow after God. And if you're going to follow after him, you have to do it with your whole heart. You have to be, listen, what I say, if your man's going to come to God, he's got to know that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. God is a rewarder. He's always looking for someone to talk to, someone to show himself strong to. And if we don't realize that he's more than just, you know, a manger scene and a baby and the one who did miracles and divided the Red Sea and all. If we don't think of God more, he's more than that. If we don't think of him as more than that, we are doing ourselves a disjustice. I mean, you really don't even know the value of what you're serving, of who you're serving. You don't know it. And so we come together on these broadcasts and I try to tell you what he shows me. I try to tell you what he shows me. Now, I'm hoping that you can actually see what he's showing me. That's all I can ever hope. I can't make you see it. I can't make you have a relationship with God. I can't make you see his worth. I can only talk to you about what I saw. And when I saw it, I said, I'm going to put this on the broadcast so that they can hear it at least. Because I know I'm not the only one. I know there are other people that God is speaking to show them these same things that he's having me to say. If God is worth anything to you, be willing to shut down everything and follow him. That's what he did. That's exactly what he did. He came down from heaven, down to earth to die for people who don't give a chance to people who don't even believe him. He did it. He stopped everything, came down from heaven. Well, he was in heaven and on earth at the same time. If you read St. John chapter 4, he was in heaven and on earth at the same time. He stopped what he was doing, came down, died for man, for the belief, those who would believe. Was it St. John 3:16? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for those who would actually believe. If you believe, you have a chance. Please take this time to look up into God and find where you're supposed to be.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.